Thanks for joining us here on this Wednesday afternoon, KOVC AM 1490 and NewsDakota.com. I'm Joel Morgan with you. Hope you're staying warm here today. Join us now this afternoon is Athletic Director from Valley City State University, Nate Stewart. Nate, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Joel. Thanks for having me.
How are you adapting to the weather we've seen here in North Dakota? I know you just moved here about the same time I did, but you're not from the Midwest, so it's been probably a big change for you.
It is. It's certainly been interesting. You know, the snow doesn't bother me. I can deal with the snow. I've dealt with the snow before. What bothers me is the wind and the cold. You know, I think it was two Thursdays ago we got the triple whammy. It was snowing. It was -25, and the wind was blowing. So that was not a fun day. But no, it's been good. You know, the street crews in Valley City have done a good job cleaning the roads. And so we're hunkering down, and luckily we got a great furnace, so that's been keeping us warm.
Event coming up for you guys on Friday. I know you're always looking for new ways to help raise some money for Vikings Athletics and new ways to reach out to the community. And you have a luncheon coming up this Friday at noon over at the Valley City Town and Country Club. How did you guys come about this idea to have a luncheon with athletes and coaches and members of the community?
Yeah, you know, you kind of hit the nail on the head earlier. You know, we're always trying to get our athletes involved in the community and the Valley City community involved with our athletes. And obviously, we're right in the middle of the men's and women's basketball season. We're coming down the stretch of conference play here, so we decided this would be a good time to host a luncheon. You know, oftentimes people get to come to our games and they get to see our players play and our coaches coach, but there's no time for interaction. And we have some great young men and women who are in our program, and I want to make sure that our community members get a chance to see them off the court as well. And it's also good for our basketball players who happen to be coming to this lunch to see who's contributing, see who's helping fund their scholarships and making their education possible. So it's a good chance to link everybody up together. And people come to luncheon, we'll get a great chance to hear some insight from Coach DeVries and Coach Montgomery. And hopefully people will join us for the two home games this weekend against Mayville and Waldorf.
We know the coaches are going to be there this Friday. Have you heard from either one what players are going to bring along with them?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. I'm not sure who, player-wise, who's coming along. I know they'll each have two or three players there. And again, it's always good for our players. We try to put our players in real-world scenarios, real-world situations. So they're going to have to get up and get the beach in front of people, and it's good preparation for them after they're done playing basketball when they go out into the workforce.
A scholarship funding for Vikings Athletics for every single sport comes from public funding or comes from donations that the Booster Club brings in that people are donating to athletic programs. So it really kind of does have that feel that there's more community involvement because of that.
Yeah, you know, and we are so thankful for our community members, so thankful for our businesses in town who are able to support us, support our student athletes. And, you know, this is a part of the way for us to get a chance to get back and say thank you for all that they've done. You know, I think sometimes we take the money and we give it to the athletes, but we don't oftentimes always get a chance to say thank you. So this would be a good opportunity for us to say thank you to all the donors who happen to make our athletics program possible. You know, out of the fall semester, we had 33 of our student athletes achieve a 4.0. And we had another 52, I think, achieve a 3.5 GPA and higher. So not only are our student athletes succeeding on the courts, fields, and track, but they're also succeeding in the classroom, and it's made possible by the great donors that we have in the community.
This is your first season at the helm of the athletic program at Valley City State. First basketball season, obviously, you're seeing here. Teams kind of struggled last week against some good Dickinson teams, but maybe this home stretch could be a nice turning point.
Yeah, you know, it's really unique. You know, as a basketball coach, you never want to play the same team back-to-back, so it was kind of a unique week with the scheduling clerk and the scheduling, you know, the conference scheduling kind of flipping over again. And so we obviously played them at home on a Monday, and then we had to go out to Dickinson and play on a Friday. You know, and not making excuses for the team, but the men are a little banked up. The women have been a little banked up injury-wise. We were able to compete last week, but it's tough to play a team back-to-back. And so we pushed Dickinson, and I think we gained a lot of confidence out of playing both of those games. And so now we come home and try to get some home games, and we need everybody in the community to come out and support us and get behind our team and help propel us to victory.
If people want to find out more information on giving to Vikings Athletics, what is the best way to do that?
Yeah, they can either pick up a Century Club brochure, they can give me a call and talk to Deb at 845-7161, or they could talk to any member of the Century Club Booster Board. They can all make sure that we can point them in the right direction.
Again, that luncheon is coming up this Friday, January 27th, 12 o'clock at the Valley City Town and Country Club. A $10 buffet meal for those who attend. Nate, any idea what's going to be on the menu?
You know, I didn't ask the folks at the country club, but I know every time I've been out for the Friday afternoon buffet, the food is awesome. And so it'll be a great chance for all the Vikings supporters to come out, unite, and have a great time hearing from our coaches and our student athletes. And I can guarantee you the food will be great as well.
Nate Stewart, Athletic Director of Valley City State University. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. We'll see you on Friday.
Sounds good. Thank you, Joel.
So come out this Friday, that luncheon featuring both the women's and the men's basketball coaches as well as student athletes. That begins at noon at the Valley City Town and Country Club. There's also a $10 buffet coming up, all that. An opportunity to get a look inside of VCSU basketball. We got more coming up next. This is KOVC AM 1490.